Hi everyone, and welcome to another Picture Boo. This must be the 13th recording of this particular one. It's not going well, between screaming children, barking dogs, and biscuit crumbs getting stuck at the back of my throat. I'm not having a very good time on this Picture Boo. Anyway, let's give it another go and see how far we get. This week's photograph is one that I took for Musgraves. Now, Musgraves run the Super Value and Centra franchise here in Ireland. And if you don't know, if you're listening from outside of Ireland, you might not know what they are. That's a supermarket chain and a convenience store chain. The photograph was taken for Musgraves' annual report. And what they wanted to show was the warmth that often exists between customers and staff. One of the unique selling points of Centras and Super Values is that they are very much rooted in the community where the shops are based. The franchise holders often support a lot of community activity, will put up sponsorship for local sports teams, that sort of thing. And that then translates into a lot of customer loyalty, and that's reflected in the quite warm relationships that exist between staff and customers often. And Musgraves was very keen to show that in its photography for this year's annual report. So I spent a day in a Centra up in Dublin and a day in a Super Value in County Galway. And my task was to photograph just what happened between customers and staff, not to direct anything in any way, not to lead people. It was purely to record, really. So that suited me down to the ground, suits a documentary approach perfectly. This picture here is the particular favourite of the brand manager at Super Value, and you can kind of sense why. It gets across everything that Musgraves was hoping to achieve with its photography. It's a lovely interaction, and there's a lot going on there. In terms of the message that they wanted to get across, it's, I suppose, pretty much perfect. Another little detail that was pointed out to me by the brand manager is actually the lady is holding her money in her hand, so it really has all the aspects they were looking for. And it was, in a way, it was quite touching to watch this little interaction where she was directing the fella around the shelves that she couldn't reach to fill up her basket. And it was a lovely moment. Now, photographing an environment like this is very different from a lot of corporate and social photography that I do. Take, for instance, a wedding where it's pretty much accepted there's going to be a photographer there. And people see me throughout the day and they get used to me very quickly, and that means I can get very close to them when I'm taking their photograph and they don't really notice me anymore. A lot of my wedding work is shot with a wide angle lens, 24mm lens, and a standard lens. Similarly, if I'm in a commercial corporate environment and I'm working with the staff, they get used to me very quickly as well, so I'm able to get quite close. Here it was slightly different. Here I'm in a retail environment where the staff were getting used to me very quickly, but the customers obviously didn't have that opportunity because they were just coming in. They weren't in the shop for very long. And also, it's slightly alienating to have a photographer on the shop floor taking photographs. So typically what I did there was create a bit more distance between me and the customers and the staff. So I found myself shooting a lot with the 50mm as my widest lens and 135mm kind of medium telephoto lens a lot as well, just so I had that distance, which allowed me to shoot slightly further away. Now, there's nothing hidden about what I was doing. I was very open and in view, but it just created a bit more space and allowed people to sort of just get on with their shopping, if you like. In the case of children being photographed, I'd ask permission, show the parents the photographs, and nobody had any problems. So that's this week's Picture Boo. Please join me next week, and I'll have another one for you.